This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album from rock crooner Brian Ferry. Ferry co-founded Roxy Music with Brian Eno back in 1971. Ferry's new album is called Bette Noir.
$0.10 a dance, it's the old price to pay.
Although he's never had much of an impact on American rock and roll, Brian Ferry is one of the most intriguing eccentrics the music has produced, and certainly its most elegant romantic. Ferry is an impressive self-made man. Born the son of a miner in northern England, Ferry studied art with the painter Richard Hamilton at Newcastle University. Like many young Englishmen in the wake of the Beatles, Ferry one day arrived at the increasingly common idea that making rock and roll was an artistic gesture as valid as, say, making a painting. Abandoning fine art for the more popular kind, Ferry began his musical career in the early 70s as the lead singer for Roxy Music. Surrounded by ringing guitars and shrill keyboards, Ferry sang about unrequited love in the tones of a bored aristocrat. Roxy Music recorded some of the driest, most reserved rock ever made, and Ferry, dressed in a black tuxedo or a white dinner jacket, became the band's focal point. Roxy Music became a huge hit in England both for its sound and its fashion statements. Here's a bit from a Roxy Music song recorded in 1973, an arch parody of teen dance crazes called Do the Strand.
There's a new sensation, a fabulous creation, a danceable solution to teenage revolution. Do the Strand, love, when you feel love. That's why we say, do the strand. Do it on the tables, Quackley's place or Mabel's. Slow and gentle, sentimental. All styles served here. Louis says he prefers.
The same year that song was released, 1973, Brian Ferry put out his first solo album, and it was an impeccable pop art gesture. The album, called These Foolish Things, consisted entirely of Ferry interpretations of well-known pop and rock songs, ranging from Bob Dylan's A Hard Rain's A-Gonna Fall to Smokey Robinson's The Tracks of My Tears. To each one, Ferry brought his groaning, so campy it's serious baritone, and the result was weirdly, improbably compelling. I mean, you haven't lived until you've heard Ferry moan through a little of Leslie Gore's It's My Party.
Julie and Johnny just walked through the door, but like a queen with her king. Oh, what a birthday surprise! Judy's wearing his ring. It's my party and I cry if I want to.
Ferry continued to alternate solo albums with Roxy Music recordings until 1980, when the band broke up. Since then, he's released a series of frequently gorgeous albums under his own name, records that combine his early mock decadent style with an increasingly moving maturity that avoids any hint of irony or camp. Here's an example of that from the new album, Bette Noir, on a song called Limbo.
Down in limbo.
Brian Ferry is one of the few rock stars who's grown into his style. Early in his career, he seemed like a young man yearning to be a decadent gigolo. Now in his 40s, he sings with a languid worldliness that no longer seems like a put-on. When he's bad, he still sounds stilted and foppish, but most of the time he's offering a romantic sort of rock music that is unique in its dreamy intensity.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.